Sure, other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, April 23rd.
Good morning.
Good morning. Charlotte has an iPad, folks.
I'm a happy person.
She's
today.
A very happy person. You should have seen the excitement when you walked
in.
I
finally have an iPad, but because I don't have a case yet, I'm carrying it around in the box so it doesn't scratch.
Yeah, well.
So I feel kind of an idiot.
I'll bet you like a year from now it'll still be in the box. You'll be carrying it around in the box because the box is so pretty, you know.
It is. It's so pretty.
Apple just really know how to do things, huh?
I know.
When you open it, everything is just perfect, right?
I mean,
they get the little tabs to pull out the cord and everything.
Yeah, and it all
fits
in the box so perfectly. Everything has a specific place.
Uh-huh.
I know.
It's just so happy. It's work of art, those Apple products, I'm telling you.
It really is. I'm just looking at it.
Yeah.
You can see me.
Do you have an iPhone too?
I do. I have an iPhone and I have a Mac.
Yeah.
So I'm all Apple'd out.
Totally Apple. Yeah, me too, actually. But it's just part of my life is because I have PCs as well. But I have an iPhone. Now I got an iPad as well, although it's for the business. And I have a Mac also for the business. But yeah, I mean, you know, everything's got its place.
Seriously.
And everything. But I'm really happy for you because I know you've wanted it.
I'm so excited.
I know. It's just
so much easier now.
Uh-huh.
Because when I go right to my job where I waitress after this, I can't lug my computer around all day.
That's the worst. Yeah.
And I'm scared of dropping it. And now I just have a nice little iPad
that I can
take. I'm so happy. I couldn't be happier.
Well, congratulations.
Little things in life.
Yeah, it's funny the things that make us happy,
you know, right?
And ecstatic and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, I mean, it's fun. It's toys, you know, and girls like toys too, and not just boys.
No, they do. And I really wanted a white one, but they didn't have the
white one
for the 18. Because I got the data plan, even though I didn't set it up right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually really like the black. I have a white phone.
Yeah.
So it's a contrast.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the white gets old after a while. And besides, if you put it in a case, you won't see that anyway.
Exactly. I got a lilac case.
Yeah.
So the black and the lilac, I think, will look good together.
Okay. Sounds good.
Whereas the white and the lilac may have not looked as good.
Yeah. No, I think they have an option there where you can... it can actually help you find it if you lose it. You know,
yeah,
so
you can.
Just make sure.
It's called Find. Well, I have it on my phone too. It's called Find My Phone, and my friend has actually used it. We were at a bar, and he was like, "My phone's been stolen," and I'm like, "Oh, do you have Find My Phone?"
Uh-huh.
And he's like, "Yeah." So we're on someone else's phone. I didn't have my phone at the time, so we had to borrow someone's phone to look because you can log into Find My Phone from anyone's phone as long as you know your Apple ID.
Uh-huh.
And so he logged in, and it said his phone was in the bar. So we're like, someone stole it.
Wow.
And then eventually the phone kept moving where it was located. It was the craziest thing.
Wow.
And he was like running down the street and found someone had stolen his phone, but he found
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
He followed him
yeah,
and found it. Wow.
He'd also had a couple beers, so he probably wouldn't have run down the street after this guy if he hadn't had a little bit of liquid courage. But how crazy is that he found his phone because of this app?
Wow.
Yeah.
So what, did he have to confront the guy and everything?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
But there was no way that the guy could say anything.
Right.
And obviously because my friend was like, I'm going to report you to the cops if you don't give me my phone.
Right.
So he was like, well,
wow,
I'll give you your phone then because I really don't want to go to jail.
Exactly. Who needs the phone now?
Yeah.
You know, it's a liability.
But it's a great app because, I mean, if you realize in the say 20 minutes that you don't have your phone and someone may have stolen it, because if it gets to an hour, someone's probably turned off the phone and erased everything from it. So that's when it becomes a problem. But if it's quick and you realize, it's great.
Right.
You can find it.
And it's funny. The other day I was reading that the government is going to require that all phones are able to erase everything remotely. on the phone.
I remember you saying this.
Right? We talked about it. So that's pretty interesting.
It is, because you don't want all... Because, I mean, I have my Bank of America app. Like, I have everything on my phone.
Right.
So if someone steals that, I don't want them knowing everything.
Exactly. And the phone you can replace, but not the data and everything, you know? So, yeah, I mean, that's a bigger fear, I think, is it'll fall into someone's hands and they'll figure out what's going on
completely.
In your life, you know, totally take over. That's kind of scary, you know, that we put our lives in something we can lose easily.
Seriously. But, and even just pictures and things that are very personal to you that you have on your phone.
Right.
That someone in text messages and emails that someone can get a hold of.
That's true, yeah. And it's funny because you think, you know, I mean, I see on my phone, I have texts like from years ago on there, you know, they don't go.
I and, like looking back at old text messages. I think I'm weird that I like doing that. But if I scroll right down to the end of my text, I'm like, aw. like, I used to talk to this person. Now I don't.
Oh, God.
But I don't know, I like looking back at old texts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny, yeah. Mm. But that's the thing. I mean, you may have said something a long time ago that now you wouldn't.
Yeah.
And or hooked up with someone that you shouldn't have or something, you know.
And the text messages are reminders.
Yeah, and it's there, you know.
I lost my contacts about a month ago, and I went through all my text messages, and I just, from the conversations, I knew who it was.
Mm.
So from my, I went probably through 30 or 40 text messages.
Oh my God.
It was the worst thing
ever.
You
had to figure out the numbers and
yeah,
who was
I deleted
who.
One of my emails. I had two emails on my Gmail, on my account, and I deleted one of them and lost all my contacts. Don't know how that happened.
Wow.
Because nothing was linked to my email, but apparently it was. So I had to go through all my text messages and read them and be like, okay, this is this person. This is this person.
Whoa.
It was the worst thing ever. It was awful. So much for iCloud. That did nothing.
Yeah. Huh?
That didn't help me at all when I lost my contacts.
Wow. How can that be? How is that possible?
I mean, have no idea.
So maybe you should turn it on or something on your phone.
I know.
You
know, maybe I'm not using it right. Yeah. Which is probably
you see,
case.
I never even addressed it, and I don't really back up my phone on the computer either, so that's dangerous, you know?
I know.
You got to back it up somewhere.
Well, I plugged it into my computer. I did everything, and I still didn't get them. I re-downloaded the email, and they didn't come back.
Yeah, like, that's scary stuff, man.
Frustrating.
I know. I know. Technology for you, you know?
Yeah,
what can you do?
Definitely.
So, well, congratulations on the iPad.
Thank
All the
you.
Best to you. I hope you have a lot of many years of joy with it.
I will.
And that it serves
will.
You well.
I love it already.
Yeah. So they also have the Air model, which is pretty nice.
That's
also.
That's what I have.
Oh, you have the
I
Air?
I got the Air. Yeah.
Oh, wow. How cool.
It's super thin.
Let me see it.
And
hold
it
sideways so I can
and
see
And instead
it.
Of like a black... Because I got the black one.
Are you sure
instead
that's
of,
an Air?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I guess the one I got is thicker. Must be.
Yeah, because instead of the black back, it's like a silvery gray.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool.
Yeah. But this was the Air.
Okay.
I think. That's what
I bet you
me.
Were so excited you couldn't sleep all night.
Let's
huh?
look at the box. Yeah. iPad Air. It says it on the box. That's a good thing about having the box with you.
Yeah.
And I have the charger. It's not going to go dead for a while.
Yeah.
I have everything with me.
I guess I pictured it thinner. I've never seen it in person. So because the MacBook Air is really thin. You
it
know?
Is. That's yeah. almost too thin. I feel right. like I'm going to, if I sit on it, I'm going to break it.
Yeah.
But I agree. I didn't think there was that much difference between the iPad Air and the,
right. and the regular
second,
one.
Third, I don't know,
fourth
what generation.
Generation. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, I really didn't see much difference, but...
Yeah. Okay, well, enjoy
it. I got convinced into getting the Air.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for that.
Yeah. I know. So, going back to life and setting aside the iPad...
going back to the real world.
Exactly.
Not technology.
So I didn't get much sleep last night. I slept about 3 hours. So it wasn't even night. It was morning already. 4:30 in the morning I went to bed. And that's because we're launching the new station today.
Tonight, right?
Yeah, tonight. Radiotemptation.com. And so I've been, you know, the website wasn't even ready. And, you know, but I had to set a deadline because if you don't, you keep pushing it all the time.
Yeah, definitely.
So pushing it back. So I finally decided that's it. We're going to do it Wednesday. And there's just so much work and responsibility, Charlotte. I can't even tell you. I'm like, how did I possibly set this deadline, you know? But then I felt there's no way I'm going to launch like a half-finished website. So I stayed up all night. So there's just some cosmetic things that need to be added. But other than that, it's pretty good.
That's awesome.
The studio's
so
ready. Yeah. So everybody's ready to go, you know. So I'm really excited about it. And it's like a baby, you know. I mean, yesterday there was nothing. Today there's a new concept out there, a new entity, if you will.
Definitely.
And hopefully it'll have a lot of impact as well, you know.
What time's the show tonight?
Tonight, the show starts at 8 p.m. But, of course, we're going to archive it. So if you guys are busy, people can watch it later. But it's definitely not going to be your kind of shows that you're doing on AfterBuzz, you know. And this is an adult station and stuff. But it should be fun, you know. I mean, people talking about a lot of things. And I got to tell you, it's not going to be like what they have now. They have... like a sex station on Sirius FM. Sirius XM. I always say Sirius FM for some reason. On Sirius XM. And the thing is that I can't even listen to it. Every time I tune in, they talk. First of all, they never really have guests. So the whole show is one person, one, you know, porn actress or something, and the callers.
Yeah.
And I've learned, you know, I've been in radio now for 6 years. I've learned callers are not interesting for the most part, you know.
Right.
You can't have like a caller-based show and hope that it's going to be interesting. So what you find them doing is like kind of like phone sex, you know. They just kind of sit there and talk to the guys and, you know, and excite them and everything. But I don't get the point as far as doing it on radio. You
no,
know,
I agree.
I can't listen, and everybody that I talk to cannot listen to this stuff.
No, I listened to one.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to put it on, but not that I even, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It was on satellite radio, and
right.
I don't understand how that works either. So I was just, I was flicking through, and it was just strange.
Right.
This one that I clicked on, I was like, oh my God, I feel really awkward listening to this.
Yeah, exactly, you know? And the thing is, or like feel a guy getting excited on the phone. I don't want to hear that. I really don't, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I'm serious about it. So these shows are going to be different. They're going to talk about their lives. They're going to talk about their work. Many of them have kids, you know? They have normal lives as well, you know?
Yeah.
So it's very interesting. And that's why I'm fascinated by these people. I would never get into the adult industry in any way. I would never like produce porn and any of that because I just, you know, I don't, I mean, I don't knock people. I'm just saying that it would not be a lifestyle for me. But it fascinates me enough that I thought, you know, I'm going to do something that doesn't exist and start it, you know. So,
yeah, definitely.
So that should be fun, you know. But maybe there'll be like a little booby here and there, you know, that they'll whip out. Sometimes they do that. So I've not had a lot of sleep. I mean, in the past 48 hours, I must have slept like maybe 5-6 hours.
I don't know how you look so good. You don't look
I know. Well, you know, the thing is, nothing that a shower and coffee can't fix for a while. And then in the afternoon, I'll probably just collapse, you know. So maybe I'll take a couple hour nap today so I can be ready for tonight. Because, you know, when you start a business, you got to do everything yourself in the beginning, you know. Like this station now, we have people running and everything, so I have time for other things. But so this is sort of like, but it's going to be exciting again, you know.
Yeah,
it's hands
definitely.
On, you know, and I like working with people and stuff, so it's cool.
It's so exciting.
Yeah. Anyway, so there's a lot more to talk about, but we have a guest sitting here patiently, and we're going to bring her in right now. We have Sarah Horn joining us this morning. Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Hi.
You're absolutely gorgeous. Gorgeous eyes.
Thank you.
Beautiful hair, beautiful smile. And you see, Charlotte, that's how I start my morning. I see you beautiful every morning, and then sometimes we get beautiful guests. Not always. Sometimes we get old men, too, you know. But Sarah, you'll have to get closer to the mic when you talk. Okay, so we can hear you nice. Well, welcome to the show. So you live here in L.A.
I do.
Are you originally from here?
No, I grew up actually near Washington, D.C.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. On the East Coast.
Was your family involved in politics or anything?
No.
No, so you just happened to be there.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was it like growing up there? I mean, it's a town pretty much influenced by politics, but when you're a kid, you don't really realize
it,
right?
Yeah, we lived, I would say, 20 minutes outside of. So it was, you know, really suburban. And then I actually ended up going to boarding school for high school. So I pretty much was only there until I was 14 or so.
Where did you go to boarding school at?
Virginia, right outside of Charlottesville, right near where University of Virginia is.
Oh, very
so
nice.
It was totally different. You yeah. know, it was like country, mountains, scenic, different. So,
Did you like going to boarding school though?
Yeah, it was
really
my choice.
It was fun.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
And how many years did you go there?
I went there for 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
Wow, it sounds like fun. You know, it's because I used to like summer camps and stuff like sleepaway, whatever they call them. And I would enjoy this, you know, because you just get to spend time with the kids and that. And were you able to focus on school, too, in that place?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was no way to get around that.
No. Cool. So did you graduate high school there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay. That was like 18 years. And I mean.
I actually went to college when I was 17.
Really?
So I was on the younger side, yeah.
Cool. So you went to college right after?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. And what did you take in college?
I was all over the place. It took me about 8 years to get
Really?
But when I finally honed in on something, I got a Bachelor of Fine Arts in Painting.
Oh, really?
So, very cool.
But I like school. I did everything. Like, I did liberal arts. I studied psychology, anthropology, a little bit of everything.
Right.
Wow.
So, it was fun.
Yeah. What college did you go to?
Everywhere.
Oh, really? So you moved around?
Yeah, I went to University of Vermont, University of Virginia, art school in Sarasota, Florida. I ended up finishing in Lake Tahoe, though, in a small liberal arts school.
Wait, so you travel everywhere to go to school?
Yeah.
Why was that?
Wow.
That's unusual.
So when I was in boarding school, I started, we had a winter program kind of based on Knowles, the outdoor leadership program. Mm-hmm. And just spent time snowboarding and hiking everything and kind of fell in love with the winter and the snow and sort of started teaching snowboarding. And there's a little small resort called Wintergreen right there and followed the winter. So I would, you know, do like a summer semester and a spring semester and take the winters off. So it just took me a long time to get through.
Right.
So,
You found out you like to move around though? Do you get tired of places and stuff after a while?
No. You know, I enjoyed it for the time. And
right.
I actually lived in Tahoe for about 9 years or so and then moved here a couple of years ago. So I like staying put now.
Yeah. How did you wind up in Tahoe?
Ex-boyfriend.
You see, eventually that's what it comes down to,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You follow a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you ended up staying there for a long time.
Yeah, a long time. I have a really great group of friends up there that, you know, I still see and they come down here. We meet halfway, like in San Francisco, so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Nice.
And is there anything to do there in Tahoe? I mean, I just picture like a vacation resort town or something.
It is. Right? It's really transient. That's one of the reasons I moved. But, you know, you can ski, mountain bike, snowboard. I know this sounds weird, but, you know, you're half an hour from Reno.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And Reno's kind of up and coming. There's kind of some funky downtown areas, like great restaurants. It's right by the river. So there's stuff to do there.
And
it's definitely outdoorsy, though.
Isn't there casinos in Lake Tahoe, too?
And the south side, yeah.
That's what I'd heard.
Yeah, because it's both in California and in Nevada,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty funny, though.
Yeah. Did you live in the California side?
Uh-huh.
Very cool.
No casinos for me.
No casinos, yeah. It's better that way, you know.
It is.
I lived in Vegas twice and I never went in a casino. I mean, I went, but I never played because I saw people losing their pants. I had a friend who, he was selling cars and he made, you know, pretty good money. He would stop on the way at a casino to cash his paycheck. When he got home, he had nothing.
Wow.
And can you imagine living like that? You know, so staying away from gambling is
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. So you said you went to art school there?
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of school was that? I mean, is it like a famous school? Or?
No, I finished, the school that I finished in Tahoe is called Sierra Nevada College. It's a liberal arts school. It's actually, they have a really big environmental science program that UC Davis funds, like a lot of their buildings, I believe. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure. But they have kind of a cool little painting program. They do painting, drawing, ceramics. And, you know, it was a good place to finish my last year and a half of school or whatever.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
You're very creative.
Yeah.
You like the creative side of things.
Yeah.
Did you always feel you were artistic, like, early on in life?
Yeah.
Really?
I could have. I mean, my mom was telling me I used to, like, rearrange and organize and redo my bedroom, like, every year.
Really?
Since the time I was, like, 8.
Yeah. She likes variety, you know? I mean, she moves around a lot, changes her bedroom, you know? Do you go through guys like that?
No. Definitely not.
Well, that's cool. So So you realized that you want to pursue something in art, right? In mm-hmm. your career as well. So it was a conscious thing that you did by going to art school and,
yeah.
and different schools and stuff. It definitely wasn't for you to take business or science or things like that.
No,
that's
not
you.
At all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So, I mean, did you start making things when you were young as well? Because, you know, I mean, we're going to get to your jewelry mm-hmm. and everything, but... did you start making things? I mean, yeah. were you like creating?
I did everything. Like, you know, when I was younger in summer camp or, you know, just friends in the summer or all year round, we would make jewelry, we would bead things, you know, we would have special little like sidewalk sales when we would make things.
How cute.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. you know, make like a dollar or two here and there.
Yeah.
But I would make jewelry, do ceramics, you know, build things, a little bit of everything.
Very cool.
I almost went into interior design for a long time too. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what happened there? Why didn't you?
I started taking classes and, you know, I just got busy with other things and I kind of moved on. You know, I think I like the creative side of it, but when it came down to like, you know, doing the kind of architectural side and, you know, like all the more mm-hmm. concrete things.
Right, the detail just, and the...
Yeah, it wasn't quite, you know, what I was could focus on at that time.
Yeah. Which makes sense, you know, because interior design sounds like it's pretty artistic, mm-hmm. but also pretty scientific mm-hmm. too, you know? Mm-hmm. And that, but it sounds like a lot of fun to design interiors and stuff, mm-hmm. right? You said you like to like put up things and things like that, right?
Like
I'm gonna have to have you decorate my place, you know. Since I got divorced, I've got nothing on the walls. I got beautiful furniture, but it's pretty sparse, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have like all kinds of tchotchkes on the shelves and things like that.
And
you know?
I'll make it feel that more stuff. Homely.
Yeah, you know. I mean, that's what women do. You know, they decorate places.
Yeah.
I don't think of like going to Michael's or things like that and shopping for things like that. You know, it just doesn't occur to me.
Mm-hmm.
So then when I invite people home, they're like, oh, did you just move? So yeah, that's the status of my environment there. But you decided you're more hardcore artistic and everything.
Yeah.
Now, do you have any siblings?
I don't. Only child.
Oh, really? Both of you are. Wow. Yeah. I guess that's why. So you get all the beauty that would have been divided over three kids. You get all of it in one. Wow. That's pretty cool. So what was it like growing up an only child? I mean, did you miss having kids? I mean, siblings? No.
No.
Really? Huh? You like the attention?
I don't think I missed it. I don't know. You know what? People ask me that question a lot. My mom actually just got remarried 4 or 5 years ago, and her husband has 4 kids. So I guess I kind of have 4 half-siblings now.
Right.
But I didn't. I definitely was pretty self-sufficient. I entertained myself. You know, I was always keeping busy. And my parents got divorced when I was younger, too. So I would travel back and forth. So it was... There was never really too much stagnant time.
That's true, yeah.
When you said you wanted to go to boarding school, was your mom like, oh no, my only daughter, she's leaving me?
My mom has always supported what I've wanted to
do. Awesome.
So she's like, all right, if you know, if that's what you want to do, we can do that.
That's
so,
very cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool like when that. Parents support that.
Yeah.
Especially when you're artistic, you know, because most parents are like, get a real job, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they don't understand that. You know, the thing is, if you're going to do something you don't enjoy, you're not going to last at it, you're not going to be good at it, and you're just going to be miserable,
mm-hmm.
you know? You have to want to get up in the morning, you see? And that's how I got up this morning after only 3 hours, because I wanted to get up.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to what I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important that parents support their kids, mm-hmm. you know?
Definitely.
And I mean, I'm dealing with it right now. My daughter is like, you know, she wants to be a rocker. She's 23 years old, almost 24, and she hasn't gotten it out of her mind. But I realized she's a creative type. She went to music school and everything. And I realized, yeah, she's a creative type. I'm not going to force her to do something that she doesn't want to do, you know? So let her take her own direction. Might take a while.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think it's important to support your kids, you know? Because otherwise they feel like abandoned, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's good. And your relationship with your dad, I mean, they divorced when early in your life?
Yeah, I was like 5 or 6 or 7 or so.
Yeah. But did you maintain contact with him and everything?
Yeah, I actually don't make it back to the East Coast as much as I should. My mom comes out here a lot more. But I definitely talk to my mom a lot more. But we still, we still talk.
So
yeah.
Your mom's back on the East Coast?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just going to say she wants to move out here, but
That's
in the future plans.
Yeah, that's very true. Cool. Well, she has a husband that has to agree too now, right? There you go. So, well, this is cool. So now, so you moved at, well, you went to boarding school and all that stuff, and that you ended up in Lake Tahoe. Now, so is that when you started being interested in creating the jewelry you're doing now?
Yeah, I was working. I was also waitressing at night. Mm-hmm. And then I was working in a small clothing boutique during the day. And, you know, we got in. It's, you know, really small, but really great clothing, like great buyer who owned the store. Mm-hmm. And lots of
those
really,
are the best.
I know. lots of really great jewelry. And, you know, we would get it in and I was like, I really love this, but, you know, it's really expensive. When you see kind of what it costs, you know, versus the cost of the materials, I was like, oh, I'll just, you know, start making it for myself and would kind of wear it into the store. And, you know, she said, the owner said, oh, you know, why don't you leave some things in here for secondhand? And I said, all right. And it kind of snowballed from there. I fell into it pretty much. And like other people that came in, you know, who potentially owned boutiques would come in and kind of pick up the line. And so it kind of,
wow,
it happened to me more than I kind of tried to go out and do it.
Really? Mm-hmm. So, wow, that's pretty cool, huh? Yeah. It's nice when it happens to you in life like this. I wish everything happened that easily, right?
The jewelry you have on is beautiful.
Thank you.
It's like shimmering. Uh-huh. I love it. It's so cute.
Describe it to us. So, Charlotte, maybe you can describe it.
They're like the beaded, the beaded bracelets, and your necklace is stunning. It's like a long beaded necklace with, I don't know, what shape is that at the bottom of the necklace?
Oh, this, the horn.
The horn.
Yeah, the horn, right.
It's like a teal color.
Mm-hmm. Is it like turquoise and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So so you would say you're influenced by what, like Native American style and things like that too?
Yeah, I would say I'm definitely influenced more of like, like Bohemian style, Native American. People always ask me, you know, why I use certain stones or, you know, what reasoning there is. And I'm really influenced visually. Like, I like the way colors look together and textures.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where it comes from for me, you know. And I can see if I'm walking down the street and I see, like, you know, two different color flowers together, I'm like, oh, I really like that, you know. So I'll kind of use it in the jewelry and in the stones.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
so
cool.
It's more aesthetic for me. I don't know if that's
what kind
bad,
of stones do you use?
They're all semi-precious. So anything from, you know, like turquoise to onyx or to agate or, you know, anything along those lines. Uh-huh. Sometimes wood, sometimes sandalwood. I use stuff like that too. But I did for a little while a precious line with just like a diamonds and gold chains. And, you know, I did maybe 6 or 7 pieces like that.
Wow.
So I have that, but it's not, in terms of the price point that I'm at, it's just not quite
right.
Right.
And that's not the style you're working with either. Yeah. I mean, gold is more like metal and things like that. But you do have some metal jewelry as well, right?
Yeah.
Can you tell us about that? I mean, isn't metal jewelry kind of unusual? I mean, not when we talk about regular bracelets and, you know, and watches and rings and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you do different kinds of metal, right?
Yeah. So it's been a long time in the making. I feel like it's been a year now. But I'm doing a line with, there's cuffs, bangles, rings, body jewelry, necklaces, pendants, and it's a mixed metal. So it's some of the pieces are gold and gunmetal together. Some are just gunmetal, some are gold, and it's meant to be worn with all the beaded pieces too. Kind of, you know, it's not supposed to be different or separate.
They sort of complement each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
definitely.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Is it a lot harder to make that?
Well, the thing with this is it's a different process. So, like, all of these pieces, you know, I can make because they're small orders for, you know, small boutiques around here.
Yeah.
But the metal stuff, you know, it's a different process. I go through designing it, and then it goes into, you know, computer design, and then it goes to the production facility. Then you get your samples. So
it is a different process. Somebody else actually produces it.
Exactly.
You design it and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And
so it's more expensive.
It's a more expensive process, but the pieces in the end are cheaper because not because it's lower quality. It's just, you know, it's a different material.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it gives you the ability to expand, you know, and be in bigger stores and be able to you know, commit to bigger orders, which is right. Nice. Yeah.
Now, were you always into, like, unusual jewelry and things like that, non-traditional?
Yeah, I would say I've always really liked different things. You know, things that are, you know, can be trendy and popular, but aren't necessarily the mainstream, you know? And right. It's funny, just making jewelry and, you know, how everything's kind of come back around and styles come back mm-hmm. around. Like, you know, all the really big, cool, like, kind of deco pieces are in right now. You know, and it's... And people, there's a lot of really great designers out there that have taken those and done them in a different way, which is really great. So, I mean, I love other people's jewelry, too. I love wearing it,
really?
Too.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's funny that you sort of fell into it. You probably never thought you would do something like that,
never,
right?
I mean,
were you, like, involved earlier on, like, to, as creative outlets, like paint and things like that? You did?
Yeah, I did painting for a long time. And actually, while I was still in Tahoe, I did a couple of shows up there, too. But painting's a hard niche
to get into.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
And plus with the jewelry, it's sort of like you started to do it more than, I mean, before it was a business, right? You just did it because you wanted to do it. It needed to be done, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You see, that's how businesses start. It's like you feel this needs to happen, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Nobody's doing it, and I'm feeling strongly about it. Cool.
Yeah.
You know, so now, but it's interesting because in Tahoe, which is a small place, that's where it started to grow, right? And then you started to expand while you were still living there, or did you have to...
I started... like a couple people started doing little articles, and Tahoe's close to the Bay Area, and a lot of people travel back and forth between there. So I had a lot of really good clients who actually lived in San Francisco, you know, and would want to do trunk shows down there or talk to their local boutique. So it kind of started to grow from there.
Right.
And then eventually I started traveling actually down here a lot, once or twice a month, because a lot of the showrooms that I buy my, you know, like stones or, you know, gold or anything from are all down here.
Oh, so you finally got a chance to come here and see where it all comes from and stuff. Wow.
Yeah.
So you were traveling here a bit and you lived there for 7 years or 9 years, did you say?
Almost nine.
Nine years. And then you made the conscious decision to move down here?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And why is that, because everything's happening here or what?
Yeah, everything kind of started, you know, rolling down here. I was coming a lot. I also was kind of ready to be outside of the winter.
Right.
You know, when it snows up there, it snows, you know, and it's
that's true.
You get like 5 feet at a time.
Whoa.
So, you know, I was just ready for a change and some warm weather. You know, I like running and mountain biking and, you know, I like being able to be outside in sandals like all year round.
That's true, yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm.
So this is the place to be.
Yeah.
The same weather every day.
Exactly.
All day, every day.
I like it.
When you come down to LA and go to, or you did, and go to the showrooms, is it all different beads that you can choose from? Or what is a showroom like?
They're all different. They're really interesting. I mean, you can go in too. They're fascinating. Like some are downtown. A lot of them actually are out here in the valley. There's one in Tarzana I go to a lot. There's some like on Melrose. And some are really very organized, you know. And some are, you know, have the best prices in stones. And that's, you know, where I go. And some places are like, it's like a hoarder's paradise. But there's a ton of stuff in there. And that's where you can get like pendants or gold from, you know. So it took me a long time and I'm still finding new places. And a lot of times what I'll do is I can go to like the gem fairs that come around. And a lot of the vendors, you know, some are from San Diego, some are from East Coast. And I find new people to buy from that are from LA all the time, you know. And so then you can start to go. So you find a little bit of everything at every showroom.
So a showroom is just basically a store where you can buy things
exactly.
from?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
It's more for wholesaling. You know, a lot of times you can go in if you're not a wholesaler, like some of them. You know, but it's more, yeah, it's like the back end of a boutique.
Yeah, you
know,
and you probably buy in quantities and things like that. Not where you go in and buy just one.
Yeah,
like a store.
There's definitely minimums, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So, but it's interesting that you were able to find, like, supplies and stuff while you were up there, you know. So you didn't even have to come down here, right?
It depends. When the gem there's gem shows when they would come up towards Sacramento or the Bay Area were kind of the closest ones. That's how I started developing the relationship with people that were down here. Mm. So when they were up here, that was great. But when they weren't, I'd have to come all the way, you know, down here. I don't like ordering things online because I like to look and touch and feel. Yeah. And
especially in this, you know, I mean, tactile is a lot, you know, because you're not just selling a book or shoes, you know, it's something new that people may not have seen before. Mm-hmm. And that's the cool thing about creative stuff, you know?
Yeah.
You're making things that nobody else makes, you know? And it's amazing. So you've created your own style. For those of you just joining us, we're talking to Sarah Horn. Her website is sarahhornjewelry.com. And you can get an idea of all the different styles and designs that she has. I mean, this is amazing. You've got like this metallic cuff or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it looks almost like a dungeon type of a thing. How did that come about? Was that the kind of influence
you looking at the one with the studs on it?
Yeah, it's got like studs on it, right? Like metallic. Yeah. It's kind of like copper looking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think we're talking about the same thing.
Yeah, it's got the round little bumps on it.
And there's one that's all gold and then one that's gunmetal with the gold.
Right.
You know, I don't know how I come up with things sometimes. Actually, from that line specifically, a lot of the necklaces and the hand jewelry was influenced by traditional Indian jewelry.
Oh, wow.
Like all the gold, you know, really ornate pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And I really actually I did a metal smithing class ages ago, probably almost 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I remember doing rings with those same little kind of ball designs on them that I saw from a girlfriend of mine who had a ring, you know,
uh-huh,
ages ago when I was maybe in high school.
So it stays with you.
Yeah,
huh?
It does.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So the designs just kind of come to you?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. I have my eyes open a lot. You know, I'm always looking, you know, you can look at any People or Us Weekly, you can see kind of what people are wearing. And, you know, I definitely look at, you know, whatever web pages and, you know, online stores just to kind of see what's out there. You know, I definitely don't want to be duplicating things that people are already doing, but it gives you inspiration, you know, and just, you know, like I said, with everything, you know, like if I see that you're wearing, you know, this watch with like those two colors, you know, like I like that and I might kind of put that into a design down the road.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How long does it take you to make one of these pieces? Well, like, say your bracelet that you have on. They're like the beaded elastic bracelets, right?
These are, yeah.
Yeah, they're super pretty. How long does it take to make something like that?
These ones are really easy. It'll take me like a minute.
Yeah.
A minute?
Yeah.
Put them on the string, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, the process is finding the stones and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the, and making sure that it looks good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's appealing to people, you know? I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, I could find stones, but I probably wouldn't make it as cool as you, you know, because you know what you're doing.
Put together.
Yeah. Yeah. So you moved because of the business, right? And you said also the outdoors and all that stuff as well, right?
I was ready for it.
Did you leave the guy behind or did he move with you?
No, I moved by myself.
Good. LA needs more single, beautiful women, let me tell you. We don't have enough, right?
Sane ones.
Amen.
Wow. So how did you end up in the valley here? Did you know people here? Because LA is big.
I ended up actually in Venice my first year that I was here.
Oh, wow.
So I lived right off of Abbot Kinney.
Oh, really? That's cool.
And I loved it there.
That's a really artistic area. Yeah. Really creative area. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of art galleries and stuff there.
Tons
too.
Of stuff.
Art shows. Yeah. So is that what drew you to that area?
When I would travel here, I would normally actually stay in the Wilshire corridor area. And, you know, in the afternoons, we would always go to Santa Monica or Venice just to get away from everything because we're downtown all day. It's icky. And, you know, we ended up walking down Abbot Kinney, and Nightcap is probably one of my favorite brands. And we would always go, you know, say hi to the girls in there. And I just kind of fell in love with that area.
Yeah.
So I found this, you know, cute little guest house and, you know, kind of moved there not really knowing anything. And I loved it. You know, I loved the first year that I spent there. I rode my bike everywhere, to the beach, to the store.
Yeah, that's cool. You know, I mean, what a way to start living in LA, you know? I mean, it's a really cool place. Have you been there at all, Charlotte?
Yeah, I have.
You've been to Venice, so you know the streets around it and stuff, right? Did you know they have canals there? I mean, you probably do because you live there, right?
I did know that. Yeah. In Venice.
Yeah, in Venice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they have little canals there, and they're amazing, you know? I mean, they've had it in a couple movies before. I think Hollywood Cop or something, they had it on there.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day too?
Oh, with Ashton
Kutcher. Really? Oh, wow.
I know that movie.
But it's really beautiful and really nice houses along the canals and stuff. So many people that live here don't even know that. You know, it's like a little kept secret. Mm-hmm. So going back to this, so now, okay, so you were selling to stores and boutiques and stuff, but now you started your own website. Mm-hmm. When did you launch the website?
The website, I actually did originally when I was still there in Tahoe. Uh-huh. And, you know, it was pretty basic and had a shopping cart and everything. But we actually just redid it, the whole entire main page, you know, to have like the Twitter feed, Instagram feed, you know, all of that. So that was about a month or so ago, a month and a half. So we just redid that entire first page. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. So, yeah, now you can sell it globally, you know, which is cool, you know, and that's why the internet is so nice, you know. I mean, you can get everywhere.
You can get anything on
the internet. Yeah, you know, and people find you from anywhere, you know. It's just amazing, and it gives you so much more exposure, you know. I mean, you have something nice. Why keep it just local, you know? I mean, yeah.
No, that's true.
So that's cool.
So are you still selling to boutiques around here?
Yeah,
What boutiques do you...
we're all over a little bit.
Probably Melrose, right? Do you go on Melrose? That's where you should go. I mean, that's the place where people would buy the stuff, you know? A lot of artsy, you know, eccentric people and stuff, you know?
Melrose is a fun street. Yeah. We're all over. We're in Index, which is North Hollywood. Mm-hmm. We're in the Babacle stores. So she has one in Fred Siegel. They're... there's one on Robertson, Malibu, kind of all around. We're in Moon Dance Jewelry, which is on Montana, in Santa Monica. It's like Montana and 16th or something like that. We're all over in Santa Barbara.
Very cool.
Chicago.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Oh,
so,
you're even in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. E Street Denim. Mm-hmm.
How did you get your jewelry over in Chicago?
When I first moved here, I was actually... kind of a favor of a friend. She runs a showroom downtown and kind of started taking my stuff on all of her appointments and kind of went from there.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And that feels good, huh? Mm-hmm. When what you, because, you know, in creative stuff, I feel you first and foremost do it for yourself. You know, you don't do it like asking, are people going to like it? Are they going to buy it? Is it going to interest them? You do it because that's what you want to do. Mm-hmm. So when it's your unique idea and people actually buy into it and buy it, it's a great feeling, you know, because you go, hey, you know, I created something that people actually
like.
Want. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a great feeling. Yeah. Good for you. So how long have you had the business now, would you say, since you made it into a business?
I would say we're in our, you know, second legitimate year. But, you know, I did it a couple of years on the side before that. So I kind of count me moving down here as kind of the real start, because that's when I kind of decided to put, you know, all my effort and, you know, pick up a PR company and, you know, kind of take all those legitimate steps forward.
Right.
Yeah.
So you moved rather recently, right? How long? A year or so?
2 years ago.
Oh, 2 years ago. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well,
and since you got everything and moved to LA, has it gone just gone to the next level?
Yeah, it's been great. It's grown. You know, I mean, running a business is always difficult, and you know, you always have snags, and it never goes as planned. But yeah, it's been really great. I've had a ton of opportunities, done great events, met great people. You know, we've got, you know, good press, and you know, now doing the metal line and doing other projects for people. So it's been really good.
Do you hire other people to make the jewelry, or do you just make it?
I can deal with all the orders I get for the small boutiques. You know, they only do like 10 to 15 pieces at a time, you know, and everybody always reorders. But, it's something that I can manage for now. And since I can do that, I do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I had an intern last summer for all of our traveling and shows, which was amazing.
Wow.
It's just such a small things, you know, like the FedEx runs and the UPS that, you know, really drag
yeah.
you down.
Yeah. That's really cool. So I'm looking on the website. The website mm-hmm. is sarahhornjewelry.com. Do you want to spell? Well, you know what? Just Google it. I don't believe in spelling out domain names.
Yeah,
you know?
Find it.
Yeah, just Google Sarah Horn Jewelry. And you'll find it. I mean, there's a lot of amazing stuff. Are you on the website? Did
yeah.
you check it out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, and I see influence here. I mean, I'm even seeing like stuff that you would buy like in Jerusalem and stuff. You mm-hmm. know, I mean, that kind of stuff, you know, mm-hmm. Combination of stones and metal and things like that. So and then you have several lines. You have indigo and rugged and all that. Let me check this out. But it's... Like, it's a lot of great things. So like those medallions, do you find them or do you make the medallions too?
I mean, for all of the pieces that are on the website, there are things that I just kind of get from people all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of those are from one of my, it's actually this Tibetan guy that I work with, and his family makes everything, you know, and they go, his wife goes over there every, you know, month or two for 4 or 5 weeks and then, you know, brings everything back that they've made. So, but then for the new metal line, it's everything that I've created from scratch.
Oh, wow.
I love the russet. Mm-hmm.
That
the
line,
russet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so pretty. Mm-hmm. Is it hard to keep making the same thing over and over? Do you run out easily?
Run out of?
Like, because the stones are so pretty that are on the yeah. end of these.
It's you know what, I like doing orders because I have, sometimes it's nice to have structure. Mm-hmm. Like I like creating things from scratch, but sometimes it's nice to just sit down and know exactly, you know, yeah. what I have going on. Sometimes I do run out, you know, or he's like, you know, my wife won't be back for 3 weeks, you know, so you know what happens.
Yeah.
But when I worked in the boutique, like that happened all the time. You know, we always got orders late from people or they were waiting on something. So just how it goes
yeah.
when you're dealing with overseas. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. So people can buy everything directly on your website, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
And yeah, there's big pictures of it. I mean, I think you get a pretty good idea of what they're like. And let's see. But okay, so you click on a picture, you get the enlarged picture and stuff.
Yeah.
But how do you get? But how do you choose the product? Oh, shop now. Okay, mm-hmm. gotcha. All right. So there's a couple of sections to the website.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. A lot of stuff to look at for sure. Sarah Horn Jewelry. What are your plans going forward? Do you envision this growing even more?
Yeah. Well, for everything that's on the website, I kind of want to keep that. Because the pieces are all kind of unique and individual. I kind of want to keep that integrity and just, mm-hmm. you know, keep them at small boutiques. But for the metal line, that's kind of, you know, it's also a lower price point. Everything should be under $100.
Right, because they make mm-hmm. more, so per unit mm-hmm. is cheaper, right?
Yeah.
So that's the one that I want to grow, you know, and expand with, you know, and kind of keep the original line, you know,
right.
small and uh-huh. accessible for people.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's still a lot of work for you to put those mm-hmm. together and stuff. But mm-hmm. You're probably always going to want to be involved in
yeah.
some kind of way in this,
yeah.
right?
Oh, yeah.
Because otherwise it becomes just a business. It's not a passion anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Interesting.
The jewelry's so pretty.
Thank you.
Looking
very
now,
nice.
Like it's beautiful. On the shop now, I love the bracelets.
Very cool.
Very pretty.
Very
Thank
nice.
Very pretty.
So, okay, well, so the website is sarahhornjewelry.com. That's Horn with an E at the end. And
Sarah without a H.
Yeah, Sarah without an H. That's the way my daughter spells it. I don't know why. I think more British people spell it
with an H
in the end. Yeah.
Because
I've seen more like actresses and things like that with Sarah with an H.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's the point. But look, they both come from Hebrew, so you can mm-hmm. you can translate any way you want, you know.
That's
awesome.
True.
Well, so you're a happy camper. Do you get a chance now to go camping and stuff like that?
I make time in my schedule.
Really?
For everything.
So you like sports, outdoor sports and things like that?
Yeah, definitely.
Like beach stuff? Do you do any surfing or anything?
I have.
You
kind of
look like
here.
A surfer girl, you know?
When I was in Venice, there was more opportunity. But since I've been here, it's more trail running or mountain biking or... You know, as long as it's outside, I love it.
Very cool.
Definitely.
Very
nice.
Very
cool.
Okay. Sarah, well, thank you so much
thank
for joining
you.
Us.
Thank
I'm
you
glad
for
you found
me.
Us, of course. And you brightened up our morning. Everybody go out and get this jewelry. It's
beautiful.
It's amazing. I don't know much about jewelry, but I'm impressed with this stuff. Do you find that men buy this stuff too?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I have a men's line. that I actually am redoing and adding a bunch more pieces for summertime, which ends up being unisex because actually a lot of women want it too. So that'll be out, I would say, in about a week or so. We'll have that
awesome.
Up there.
Right? Awesome. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Very cool. An inspiring story. Again, you know, doing something you love. And it grows.
Yeah,
it
grows.
And
it's all about doing what you love.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. And that's a lesson for today.
Yes.
Okay, everybody. thank you for joining us. Don't forget to tune in to radiotemptation.com at 8 p.m. tonight Pacific. And, well, that's if you like sex talk. If you don't bother. And just go back to LA Talk Radio and listen to us here. Okay, Charlotte, well, congratulations on the iPad.
Thank you.
Congratulations on everything. I'm like running on fumes now, you know. We'll see how tomorrow is. It's just starting, this thing.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm excited to hear about it in the morning.
Awesome. And thanks for your support, Charlotte. You always like my posts and stuff on it, so I appreciate it. Okay, everybody, thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte, right here on LA Talk Radio.